Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood tech detox guide. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's pulling you in with invisible strings, whispering sweet nothings of endless scrolling. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. Our phones are becoming more powerful than ever, designed to keep us hooked, and the effects on our mental health can be pretty serious. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind screen time and how it messes with our minds. Buckle up, because things are about to get real. We've all heard the buzzwords. Digital detox, screen addiction, FOMO. But what's really going on in our brains when we spend hours glued to our phones? Well, researchers have uncovered some fascinating stuff. It turns out that those constant notifications and social media updates trigger a release of dopamine, the feel-good chemical in our brain. Dopamine is awesome, it makes us feel happy and motivated, but too much can be like riding a roller coaster on overdrive. We crave more and more, leading to this vicious cycle of dependence. Think about it. You get a notification, your dopamine levels spike, you feel good, then the high fades. You start scrolling again, hoping for another hit of that dopamine rush. Sound familiar? That's why putting down our phones can be so tough. We're fighting against a powerful biological drive. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this digital jungle. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing the patterns. Pay attention to how you feel when you're on your phone. Are you feeling anxious, restless, or even a little bit sad? If so, that's your brain screaming for a break. 2. It's not just about you. Remember, social media often paints a curated and unrealistic picture of life. Comparing yourself to others online can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. Be kind to yourself and follow accounts that trigger negative emotions and focus on building genuine connections in real life. 3. Mindful moments matter. Take intentional breaks from your phone throughout the day. Even a few minutes of deep breathing or stepping outside for some fresh air can do wonders for your mental well-being. 4. Set boundaries, be strong. Create clear boundaries around your phone use. Designate phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. Turn off notifications during work hours and schedule specific times for checking social media. Remember, you're in charge. 5. Seek support. If you're struggling with excessive screen time, don't be afraid to seek help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and support as you work towards healthier habits. Ever feel like your brain is fried after spending hours scrolling through endless memes? You know that feeling when you just want to switch off but can't seem to resist the lure of another notification? Yeah, I get it. Imagine this. You're on vacation, trying to relax and soak up the sun. But instead of enjoying the breathtaking views, you're glued to your phone, constantly checking social media for updates. You miss out on genuine connections with loved ones and end up feeling more stressed than relaxed. This happens all the time. Our brains crave novelty and stimulation, but those constant pings and alerts can hijack our attention and leave us feeling drained and unfulfilled. It's like trying to enjoy a delicious meal while being bombarded by annoying pop-up ads, not exactly a recipe for happiness. Think about it this way. Your phone is a powerful tool, but it shouldn't be the only thing shaping your reality. By understanding how screen time affects our mental health, we can start making conscious choices to reclaim our attention and live more fulfilling lives. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, awareness is key. Pay attention to your phone usage and its impact on your well-being. Second, don't fall prey to the curated world of social media. Focus on building real connections and appreciating the present moment. Third, set boundaries and prioritize mindful moments to recharge your batteries. Remember, you're in control. Want to take action right now? Start by setting a 30-minute screen time limit for non-essential activities. Replace that phone scrolling with something more enriching. Take a walk, read a book, or connect with a loved one face-to-face. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #yourphoneisthevillain. Join me tomorrow as we explore practical tips for breaking free from the screen time trap and reclaiming your digital well-being. Until then, keep it real and remember your life is waiting beyond the screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.